Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Tonight we have a Baal Shem Tov story. Baal Shem Tov once asked a chassid to give his regards, his greetings, to the Maggid, the Zricha Maggid, who was the Baal Shem Tov's main student, and the person who took over as leader of the Hasidic movement after the Baal Shem Tov. At that time, the Zricha Maggid, though there, was a very poor Malamed. He was a teacher of children. So the chassid that was supposed to deliver the message from the Baal Shem to the Maggid had a hard time finding the Maggid because he didn't live on a main street. He didn't live in a big house. He lived in a very, very poor house, in a very, very poor part of the village. The visitor came and found the Maggid sitting on a rough block of wood with his students sitting on planks, boards of wood, also supported by blocks. In other words, the simplest furniture that could ever be. The only other furniture in the room was a wooden table. Now, since the Zricha Maggid was in the middle of teaching, the visitor did not give over the message from the Baal Shem Tov, the greetings from the Baal Shem Tov. Instead, he agreed he would come back later. When he came back later, he found the scene looked different. The pupils were no longer there. The children were no longer learning with the Maggid. And what had been sort of like a table was now kind of like a bed, but it was so poor, it was barely any kind of furniture. The Maggid was still sitting on the block of wood, and he was now studying by himself. The visitor was astonished how poor the Maggid's conditions were. Such a poor home. It just seemed like there was almost nothing there. And he expressed how he felt to the Maggid. Do you have nicer furnishings with you? The Maggid asked him, do you have nicer couches, tables, chairs, beds? Do you travel with nicer furniture than this? Well, the visitor said, in my home where I live, I have chairs, I have a bench, bed, other furnishings. Here, Rebbe, there's almost nothing here in your house. Of course, when I'm traveling, I don't carry my furniture with me. I don't have furniture with me. I leave it at home. Yes. The Zricha Maggid answered, on a journey, things are different. What the Zricha Maggid meant was that our life in this world is really just a journey. We're only here for a short time. And therefore, the Zricha Maggid did not want to waste effort in having beautiful furniture because we're just on a journey. And so too, if all of us put more of our effort into learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and less effort into getting all the nice things people think are so important, and surely Mashiach would come quicker and the Geula would come quicker. Of course, we should have a nice house. We should have nice things. But our main effort should be learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, because this will bring us Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day.